Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Good afternoon. This is Chris Stamos and the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So yesterday, Forbes released its list of the world's 70 most powerful people, and they only came up with six women in that list. And that is quite different from the Time 100 list for 2011 had 34 women. And Forbes had another list of 100 most powerful women, but most of those didn't make it onto their 70 most powerful people. So I'm sure there are a lot of more women who are very powerful. They're just not visible to the people who make these lists. So what do we need to do to become more visible? Well, I'd like to suggest to think about what you can do to support women who are leaders. Spread the word of the good work they do. Let's get out there and change the world. I'd like to see more representation of women in leadership positions, and it takes all of us to help women get there. And today I'm talking to two women of wisdom guests who are doing creative work and both have their own way of helping others. My first guest is Joanna Powell Colbert. And Joanna is an artist, writer, and teacher of tarot and earth-centered spirituality. She spent 9 years creating the Gaian Tarot, which combines her love of archetypal art with the mysteries of Mama Gaia, the natural world. A collector's edition is nearly sold out. And then there she has a mass market edition that was published by Llewellyn Worldwide just this fall in September 2011. Joanna teaches online courses and workshops around the country on the tarot, earth-centered spirituality, manifesting your dreams, and connecting with the natural world. She also hosts an engaging membership site, the Gaian Tarot Circle, which is a community for lovers of the Gaian Tarot. Joanna regularly shows her artwork and teaches workshops at tarot conferences and other events around the country. And she's fortunate to live in the woods where daily encounters with the mysteries of the natural world continue to inspire and inform her work. Her website is GaianTarot.com. That's GaianTarot.com. So welcome, Joanna, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I'm really happy to be here with you.
Well, we're happy to be having you at the conference this year. It's been a few years, and I know everybody just loves to come to your workshop because you are one wise woman on the tarot.
Well, thank you, and I love the Women of Wisdom Conference, and I think I started attending way back in the mid-90s and started presenting and vending not long after that, so we have a long history.
Yes. Well, first, share with us how you came to your love of the tarot. What's your journey like?
Well, you know, I first discovered the tarot about 1970 when I was in college, but I kind of took a detour and became a born-again Christian and put it down for about 10 years and then found it again in the early 80s with the Mother Peace deck and studied it and taught it for a long time and then was inspired to create my own deck starting around 2000. And I actually felt like I had a mandate to do it. And I really wanted to inspire people who said that they practiced an earth-based spirituality to get out there and connect with the real world even more, the real natural world even more than they already did. So I kind of put together those two things that I loved so much and came up with the Gaian Tarot.
Yes, well, how is yours unique? I mean, there's lots of tarot decks out there, and there's the traditional and...
Yeah, it's different because it's multicultural and it's contemporary, first of all. Those are the two things that make it quite different. Most decks, you know, are either set in the Renaissance or medieval times or in some kind of a almost quasi-fantasy world, and mine is very much centered in the here and now. It was also really inspired specifically by the Northwest landscape, and I was living on a small island, Lemmy Island, for most of the decade that I created it. And so it was, there's a lot of very local landscapes to those of us that live here in the Northwest. And I really had, I had an agenda in certain ways to really want to bring it into the 21st century so that we see people of many different races, we see people of many different sizes and shapes, and all kinds of people, the people you might see on the street, you know, people that you actually know, but you see like their highest selves or their deepest selves, or you see them when they're interacting with spirit, you see the best of them, you see their archetypal selves. Yeah.
Well, I know they're very beautiful. They're very beautiful. And the large deck, if you have any more left, I know it's very expensive, but they, we have, I have some friends who have it, and it, they're just beautiful. I mean, you do amazing art anyway. And we've had your art on our cover. We had a theme of woman at the well, and you had this beautiful painting of a woman looking into a pool. And,
that's actually the star card from the deck. So it is in the deck. I remember.
Well, and you were talking about the people and making it contemporary, and they're like every, you know, just like one of us. And they actually, they almost look like photographs. Did you start with a photograph and, from there?
I did. I started out by, taking photographs, using friends and friends of friends as models. And so I would have an idea, I had a pretty clear idea of what I wanted the image to look like. And then I would seek out someone who not only had like the physical appearance that I wanted, but also had the energy of the card, had some kind of an alignment with what was going on in the card, and I would do a photo shoot. And then, you know, I hear this from a lot of people that they think that, that the cards are actually, images are actually photographs, but they're not. I just started with reference photos and then made a line drawing, you know, a pencil line drawing based on the photo after I put all kinds of other stuff into the composition. And then it's colored pencil work. It's photorealism, but it's all colored pencil work. And it's just a very laborious, time-consuming process of layer upon layer upon layer of stroke upon stroke upon stroke. So it's they really are drawings. I have the originals.
So that's why it took you so long.
That's one reason why it took me so long. It took me 9 years, and it's in the larger images that are the major arcana are about, I don't know, a lot of them are 18 by 24 inches, and there's up to 100 hours in each one of those. And after I finished the 22 majors, I realized I needed to start drawing much smaller, or otherwise I was going to finish in 200 years. So they're smaller. They're like 8 by 10, but they're still up to 40 to 50 hours in each one of those. So.
Well, you talk about this process, and I just – the last time I was with some people, they think that you drew over photographs, that you painted over photographs, and I don't think so, but it, it has that, not if you spend 100 hours, it has that realism to it that, you know, when people think it's a photograph, that then that you actually, cause I know some people do that in a way of doing art.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them know, like, no, those are your original paintings.
Yeah. I've been asked that quite a few times, so they're not the only people that, that wonder about that, but it's just a photorealistic technique.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we've used them, and just recently we used them at our Woman of Wisdom retreat. We like to pull cards when we start. We were actually working on, like, we've been at, this is our 20th conference, so we've had 20 years. We're going into our third decade. What is our vision and mission going forward? And so we all drew from your cards. You know, it helps us in our process of bringing in those elements that the tarot brings. We had other cards too. We had goddess cards and other, we had four different decks and we drew from all of them. And so we had this nice array of cards on our altar as we worked the weekend. And we had an amazing retreat and came up with
that's great.
I know we did a new vision, a new sense of direction and.
Nice. And you had the wisdom from all the different decks and all the different characters in the decks. Each having different voices, I would imagine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like the goddess cards, I picked, my card was Changing Woman, which, you know, and it's just amazing how these cards, it always reflects some aspect of who you are in that moment.
Right.
And so, so tell us about the tarot.
Tell you about the tarot in general?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of myths about the tarot's, origins. People think that it came from Egypt or it came from India or, originated with the gypsies, or some people think that one of the great stories that I really love is that they say that it came from Atlantis and that the priests and priestesses of Atlantis encoded all the wisdom of the ages into their cards because they knew that, a vice would survive the cataclysm, which I think is a great story, but none of those stories are actually true except maybe on a metaphorical mythic level. But the tarot actually came out of Renaissance Italy, 15th century Northern Italy, and we have the first cards that were created, and they were created for the nobility, and it was a game. Originally, it was a game. It didn't begin to be used for divination until a couple of hundred years after they first emerged on the planet. So I can talk about this for hours, Chris, so you need to like guide me here.
Well, that's fascinating that it's a game, and I think even in divination you can play it as a game, you know.
Oh,
it's
definitely.
It's a fun thing to use to mm-hmm. and I sometimes will pick them up I don't know much like what the cards mean, and I have to go to the reference book that people write that go with the cards and go,
right.
Mm-hmm. What am I interpreting? And I know there's lots of tarot readers out there that you can get this work done, but just doing a spread. And, you know, when you have a question or you're in a transition in your life and you need mm-hmm. some answers, it's not going to give you the answer, but it's going to give my senses, but it's going to give you a sense of direction maybe, or an indication of or just some ahas, you know, like, oh,
definitely.
Okay, that makes sense. You know, I can understand.
Right.
What's going on, or where I might, what a next move to make. How do you use it for yourself?
Well, I don't use it for prediction at all. I use it as, a way to illuminate things that I'm not looking at. You know, it's like it brings up things and it gives me aha moments. I use it as a brainstorming tool and as a creative prompt, you know, for asking questions. And it just opens all kinds of doors. And when I do readings for people, it's a conversation. I'm constantly asking, you know, what do you see here? What association do you have with this? What does it bring up for you? And it's really about breaking open, kind of the controlled way that we think about things and showing us things from a new perspective.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to talk more with Joanna Powell Colbert. We'll be right back. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Shisei is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shisei, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own.
Women of Wisdom. Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Joanna Powell Colbert today. Joanna, can you give your contact information for our audience and where people can find your cards?
Sure. The mass market Llewellyn edition can be found at, you know, most metaphysical bookstores or online at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com or any of those sorts of places. It's always nice to support your friendly, independent local bookstore, so you can go there first and ask them to order it for you. If you're interested in the limited collector's edition, it's an edition of 1,000, and I have about 250 of those left, and you can order those on my website, which is GaianTarot.com, GaianTarot.com. And there's information there about my classes and the readings that I do. And my email is joanna@guyandtarot.com, and people can email me there. And I also blog at guyandsoul.com.
Well, great. So, and doing readings, do you do them online or people call you on the phone?
Yeah, I either do them on the phone or I do them through Skype usually, because I don't, I only invite people to my home if I've already met them and know them. So
yes.
I really prefer to do it on the phone, and that way it's easy to record it. And like Skype, when you do Skype these days, you know, it's almost like being there in person with somebody.
Yeah, it is. You can, especially with the having your photograph and all, or the video.
Right.
Well, great. Also, I want everybody to know that Joanna is doing her workshop, Guyan Tarot, Healing Ourselves, Healing the Earth, at Woman of Wisdom Conference. She'll be there Sunday, February 19th. And I encourage people to sign up for that workshop. It will be a popular one. So let's talk more about Tarot and how you revision the traditional cards, because everybody, when they design a deck, everybody kind of does it a little differently.
Right.
And I'm sure you have too.
Yeah. Well, everybody has, almost always people have some kind of a theme, you know, and we have all kinds of themed tarot decks out there, from the Halloween tarot to the Lord of the Rings tarot to, you know, the She tarot to the Wizards tarot to, you know, there's just a million tarot decks out there, which is why people become tarotholics, you know, because it's really pretty exciting to see all the different ways that deck creators interpret these timeless spiritual principles, which is really encoded into the structure of the tarot. But, you know, what I did, besides making it multicultural and contemporary, I was always meditating on the earth and the voice of the earth and where these principles appeared in the natural world. And so I would go for long walks on the island and think about the energy and you know, wait for inspiration and that sort of thing. So, but I, you know, I, some decisions that I made very consciously, and others were just kind of, given to me on a silver platter, just kind of exploded into my head, you know, from beyond, I think. But for example, the first card in the deck is called the Fool in traditional decks, and it's traditionally seen as, a young androgynous looking man who's kind of dressed up as a jester and is not looking where he's going and is going to step off of a cliff. And so there's a lot of teaching in that card about the what is wise and what is foolish, and should you be watching where you're going, or should you be spontaneous, should you take a risk, and all that sort of thing. And I revisioned it and calling it the Seeker, because I see the Seeker as the person who is going on this grand adventure and who stands in for you and me and everyone who consults the cards. And I turned her into a young woman who's just on the edge of adolescence. You know, I think a lot of people see that figure as someone who's grown up, but she really was about 13. And so she's like on the brink of her whole life. Her whole life is before her. And she's looking out over this landscape, which is actually the Nooksack Valley up here near Bellingham and Mount Baker in the background. And she's pausing. I envision her as pausing before she heads off down into the valley and up the mountain to set an intention for her journey and to ask for a blessing as she goes out on her journey. So that's how I changed that one. Do you want me to tell you about a couple more cards? Or?
Yeah, it's fascinating because, you know, to think of going from the fool to a seeker.
Yeah.
Do you explain that in your book so people know?
I do, yeah. Yeah. I was really glad that there's not just a little what's called a little white book that you know, not a little teeny tiny book that goes with the deck, but a full 288-page book comes with the deck. So I go into great detail about what I changed and why. And then two of the other cards are that people are familiar with is the Empress and the Emperor, and they're kind of a pair. And the Empress is like the queen of her life, and she's in the traditional card, she's seated on a throne, and there's a landscape behind her of wheat and a stream, and she's like the great mother. And then she's partnered with the Emperor, who in traditional decks is an emperor dude, you know, sitting on a throne and looking very warlike and very stern. And a lot of women have had a lot of trouble with the Emperor card because he is so patriarchal and he's so power over, and he kind of represents the worst of the CEOs in the world and the worst, the worst of any male authority, not the good ones, but the worst ones he tends to represent to a lot of women. So as I was meditating on those two cards and thinking, well, how can I revision them to be authentic to the way we live, especially if we live close to the land? And I came up with changing them to the gardener and the builder. So the Empress became the gardener, and it's not all that different from the traditional Empress card, except that she doesn't have a crown on, but there is like an organic farm in the background, and there's, you know, an apple tree, and there's abundance, and she's pregnant. So one of the meanings of the card is, you know, what are you pregnant with? Could be a baby, could be a project, could be whatever, you know. And the Emperor became the builder, and he's building a home, and I think I mentioned that everybody in the deck is like based on someone in my life or someone that I knew, and the builder is actually my husband, and we had built our own straw bale house on Lummi Island, and so it shows him building a house with sustainable building practices. And so I've taken him away from the power over the Emperor, away from the power over kind of energy that we had, and envisioned still a very strong man, but someone who partners with Mother Earth and doesn't dominate her. So that's what I did with those two cards.
Well, that's I love that because we need those new archetypes. We're kind of fed up with, I think this whole Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Seattle is stating that we're tired of the old. Bring in the new. And so we need these new visions of what these are. And that's great.
That's exactly what I was trying to do, is present a new vision of the way that the world could be, but it's not all that utopian because people that I know live that way. You know, people that you know live that way. So it's like, but anyway, so another card that a lot of people have had trouble with in the traditional deck is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant traditionally shows a pope-like character. In the old days, I used to say this is like the worst pope you can think of combined with Jerry Falwell. You know, it's like the absolute worst religious authority, or some of the gurus who turned out to be unscrupulous and not good guys after all. And so the card is often about, negative religious authority. And yet a Hierophant back in the days of the Eleusinian Mysteries was the high priest who displayed the ear of corn and showed the great mystery to the people that came. And so there's actually this heritage of the Hierophant as being someone who's a very positive teacher and guide. So I switched it up and just called it the teacher. And I have a character who I intended to be male, but a lot of people see it as female, which I actually think is very cool, but he or she is sitting at the base of a cedar tree holding a dandelion, and he's surrounded by many different medicinal herbs and plants, like nettles and yarrow and comfrey and different plants like that. And so what I wanted to put into that card, is that I wanted to pose the question, who's the teacher and who's the student? Because the green allies themselves might be teaching the figure in the card. And then again, that teacher might be our teacher, our inner teacher, or somebody that we go to learn from. So I really revisioned that one quite a bit too.
Yeah, so it's nice to hear those revisioning, and want to thank you for doing that. I want everybody to know again that you can get this card. It's the Gaian Tarot deck by Joanna Powell Culbert, and she will be at the conference on February. It's Sunday, February 19th. February 19th, and you can read about it at www.womanofwisdom.org. So thank you for being here today, Joanna.
Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you at the conference. I'm Christinas, and you're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. I'll talk to my second guest, Deborah DuPay.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and my next guest I'm going to be talking to is Deborah DuPay. And Deborah is the founder and CEO of Corazon Scarves and Accessories. Their products, scarves and accessories, are made by women overcoming oppression and violence, which provides economic opportunities in developing countries. Deborah has studied Nia, African and East Asian dance, and ecstatic dance, and has led movement workshops to a diversity of audiences in the U.S. and in Central America. She uses art, writing, and meditation to help others heal from emotional trauma and has designed healing retreats for homeless women in the U.S. and survivors of civil war in Central America. She has a spiritual mission of connecting women globally so that together we can actualize our individual and collective potential. So welcome, Deborah, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you so very much for having me, Chris. It's a pleasure.
Yes, well, first let's share a little bit about your personal journey. I mean, you have quite a mission and you're doing amazing work, working with homeless women in the U.S. and survivors of civil war in Central America. But what brought you to that place? What's your story?
Well, you know, I started about 20 years ago working on issues of domestic violence, sexual assault, and that moved into human trafficking. And of course, while I was doing this work, I was realizing that this had touched my life. This had touched, some of these issues have touched my sister's life. And when I'm in a group of women, what I find is that many of us are survivors of something. And we're also thrivers. That oftentimes we're able to go beyond that to become thrivers. And that's what I want to help women do. And so in the process of my own healing processes, I began to interact with other women in ways that were healing and nurturing, and found that as a global community, we really needed to weave our own, our stories together collectively, and in that way we would be stronger. And this brought me down to Central America, some of my work around domestic violence, through a program called Women Walking Together. And we trained, this program trained women to be advocates, domestic violence advocates, in their own communities. We did this in Nicaragua, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Guatemala. We trained about 500 women to be advocates. And what that means is to identify women who are victims of domestic violence, let them know that it's not their fault, and what kind of resources based on their own culture, what is relevant in their culture, you know, they have so that they can make changes. And also to change the social norms, you know, what people think about domestic violence. And so communities would wrap around these women instead of pointing fingers at them. So that is part of the journey. In the process, I met this wonderful group of women called Corazón de Mujer, and that means heart of woman in Spanish. And they're the survivors of Guatemala's 36-year-long civil war. Amazing women, absolutely phenomenal women. And I was intrigued by the symbolism of scarves in women's lives because women use scarves all around the world. And I wanted to interview and write about these women and explore the symbolism. And in the process, I realized, you know, symbolism is wonderful and it's powerful. But, you know, these women who are amazing artisans need a market for their beautiful products. And they're artisans, they're entrepreneurs, and I wanted to help be a vehicle to them. And so that was how I came to found Cordovan Scarves, which means heart scarves, 2 years ago.
Oh, it means heart.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So the women that you worked with that have become advocates for this work in those Central American countries, uh-huh. are they survivors of domestic violence and abuse themselves, or they just want to help with the mission and help women, or both?
Many of them are survivors.
Yeah.
You know, domestic violence, of course, is a global issue. It touches the lives of many women here. And globally, it's about 1 in 3 women who experience some form of violence. So it touches a lot of women's lives. So they're leaders in their community. And that was why they were designated to take this mission on. But again, many of them were survivors themselves. And the women in Guatemala, they are all survivors of a civil war and experienced
yes.
tremendous atrocities with that.
Yeah. So do you find it working with them differently than, say, domestic violence women in the U.S.? Yeah.
Well, with domestic violence, it is about trust and building a relationship. With it, in regardless of where you are, at the heart, at the core, and in the spirit, women are the same all over the world and have the same passions and the same desire to live in freedom, to have their children thrive and be able to realize their dreams. There are differences, certainly, working with other cultures, and specifically in Guatemala, where women are oppressed culturally. You know, many of the women that I work with now, they were not given permission to walk around freely in the streets. So there were dynamics, you know, that giving permission to say, this doesn't feel okay, and I'm going to claim my space, I'm going to claim my body, I'm going to claim my heart. That can be a big empowerment and really strong for women in developing countries. And it's for many of them, it's a new idea. And many of the women will say, you know, I used to, you know, when I would talk, my heart would just go bump, bump, bump. And I didn't feel as though as a woman, I had anything of value to offer. I'd have ideas, but I just didn't think that I had the right to share them. And now these women through different workshops, some of them around self-esteem, the domestic violence workshops, they're really strong and they're out there and they're being leaders in their communities. And they're changing the dynamics of their society because their men will step up to the plate and realize that having a strong woman next to them is really pretty awesome and it brings a lot of good things to the community and the family. And with Cordovan Scarves, their income increases and there's a power in money. And that helps the women as well, being more influential in their community.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. But I think the issue here too, women who have been abused and have experienced domestic violence, that of being afraid to speak up and feel their value too, just, that their voices aren't important. So we deal with that all over the world. It's
absolutely. And I did a presentation. One of the formats that I use to raise awareness of the issues that women face and to bring women together is these private parties, the private scarf selling parties essentially. But I share the story of the women weavers. And that's one of the things that we talk about is, you know, globally, women have a lot of oppression. And even in this country, in the United States, where we've come so far, it's only been 100 years that depending upon the state that we live in, but, you know, we've only had the right to vote for a very short time relatively, and there are women around the world who do not have the right to vote or have to constantly fight to keep that right if they have it. So there's a lot that's going on globally with women, and the fight has changed, but there's still the need to continue and to a lot of work still to be done.
Oh, yes. Well, it's ongoing, and we are moving forward, and there's still a lot more work to do. So you bridge this, you know, business and social and the spiritual planes. And why do you feel that's important? How do you weave all that together?
Well, it's really interesting, and it's evolving, and it's organic. For me personally, when I do work that has a spiritual component, I just feel as though the universe opens up and says yes. And so when I'm down there working with the women, things just happen. I connect with other women who are supportive. When I come back here, I start interacting with women. They're touching my life. They're deciding to make changes in their lives. And so it just happens organically. I think that working with women's issues is important for the soul of the world, not just for the well-being of women. There's, for so many decades, for centuries, there's been an inequity in the world and a gender imbalance. And as we correct that, I believe we heal our world. So I think that is the spirituality of the work. The women that I work with, they're the weavers, they recognize daily their relationship with their higher power. And I try to do that as well. When, you know, I go to bed at night, I express my gratitude and say, you know, to my higher power, what my vision of God is about, you know, I ask to be held in their hands and to keep me and help guide me. And so I don't think that we're healthy and whole if we move away from that.
Yes. Well, we'll talk some more with Deborah, and we're going to take a break now. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll return.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation.
The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially.
More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Deborah DuPay. And now, first, I want everybody to know that Deborah will send to the first person who calls in, she will send you a scarf, a handmade scarf from Guatemala. It's chocolate and lavender stripes made on a backstrap loom. So call 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So, Deborah, give everybody your contact information.
I'd be happy to. So I can be reached, and it's area code 509-434-4379. My website is www.corazonscarves.com. That's Corazon, C-O-R-A-Z-O-N, scarves, plural. So, and I also can be reached by email at Debbie DuPay, DebbieDuPey, at AOL.com.
Well, great. So one lucky person's going to get a lovely scarf. And I know I've seen these before. You were a vendor last year at our conference. So I know that they're very lovely scarves. And, you know, you can feel that love, you know, that the woman put into those scarves. When you hand make something, it has a different feeling to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And these are made out of, we have several different options, but the striped Corazon lavender and chocolate, which I will send the listener, is made out of this real silky rayon, and it just feels so lovely against the skin. And they take so much care. You know, this is an old tradition in Guatemala, the backstrap loom, and it's just amazing. They're all hand-knotted. They're beautiful. They're works of art. So I'll be pleased to be able to share that with one of the listeners today.
Great. So I want everyone to know that you can meet Deborah at our conference. She's going to be giving a workshop on February 18th, and it's called Fire and Wings, Ignite Your Passions and Take Flight. So, you know, titles are very important, and people are drawn. We have a whole committee that goes through all our, we get 100 proposals to be in our conference, and titles really make a difference. So it very much appealed to us, this idea of fire and wings, ignite your passions, take flight. What's your inspiration for that, and what is that about?
Well, you know, I started doing movement workshops. When I'm in Guatemala, you know, I don't charge for this process, and I was touched by how the women that have experienced emotional trauma, that how they carry that trauma in their bodies, and I wanted to help the women feel a greater sense of ease and a lightness in their physical presence in the world. And so the idea of the workshop came from this need that I think we all have to let go of things in a healthy way, whether it be a pattern of behavior, the emotions that we kind of hang on to. And to me, that idea of that fire, that constructive destruction, if I may, you know, where you let something be consumed and let it go. And then in that process also, that frees you up
for your wings to be lighter so that you can soar. So this workshop will combine movement and also some ritual and meditation and a little bit of writing. So all of those processes that I think are very freeing for the spirit and for the body.
Yeah, there's so much in movement. There's so much in our bodies that we hold. And you're right, that's when you move, that energy that gets stuck in your body gets to move out.
Absolutely. And I have seen women who have, you would think that they would find it very challenging to smile because they have so many such heavy lives and they're struggling to survive, and you watch them turn into butterflies, literally, when they engage with the music and they're able to play. So this is going to be a fun workshop too. And I think that through joy, you can find healing. Healing doesn't necessarily have to be heavy all the time. It can be light and celebratory. And that's how we can transform from being survivors to thrivers. And that is my mission, is to really let people capture that joy and that beauty that is within our bodies, and that especially collectively when we get together, when women dance in a group, it's just always such a beautiful experience, whether I'm here or in Central America. I just love it.
Well, we have a couple of minutes, and it just made me think that you might have a healing story from one of the women in Guatemala that you'd be willing to share, something that really touched you.
Well, you know, I have to be kind of careful with that because I have to respect that's their story. And I can share a little bit of, not necessarily a healing story, but I would like to share a little bit about who they are, this Corazón de Mujer, but the main group of women that I work with. One of the things that inspires me so much about them is that they're women that, again, they've survived a 36-year-long civil war. Many of them also survivors of domestic violence and ethnic oppression at being indigenous women. One of the things that inspires me is that they keep striving to improve their life. Many of the women were illiterate into their 40s, and then they went back to school. And they've learned two languages, Spanish and their indigenous language. They want to learn English. They want to learn to dance. You know, they're always open to new experiences. And it really touches my soul to be a part of their journey. They're women who know the value of relationships between other women. Whenever I come down to Guatemala, I'm embraced in a circle of women, and they all go around and they all share with me a little bit about their lives. You know, since Corazón Scarves was founded 2 years ago, the income of the women having access to a market in the U.S. has increased sevenfold. And they always share with me how this has made a difference in their life. One woman was able to finish a house over the summer. Another woman was able to visit a doctor. And life goes on in this way. They're really in touch with and value how what comes to them on a day-to-day basis is important, and that it's what we grow from that. We're not in tomorrow, we're in today. And that has really been a lesson for me. So I've learned a lot from them as well.
Yes, that's always true when you do that kind of work. Well, thank you for being here today and sharing your wisdom with our audience and the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you so very much for having me, and I look forward to being at the conference in February and meeting and dancing and sharing with people more then. And I'll have Corazón Scarves with me then, and so it'll be a wonderful time.
Right. So again, you can see here on February 18th, under Fire and Wings, Ignite Your Passion and Take Flight. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. What can you do to help women around the world or in your own city. What gift you had to share. It can be large, it can be small. As a gift is a gift. A minute is a minute towards helping women heal. Sharing your time at a shelter, donating to a good cause, it all helps. Even buying a scarf from Corazon Scarves. So I want to encourage you to think about what you can do. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. Next week, I'll be interviewing Naomi Tutu, one of our featured guests at our 20th conference. And you can sign up for our monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org and find out about our monthly events. Tonight in Seattle is our ecstatic dance. And our 20th conference is February 16th to the 20th. All the events are listed on our website now, and you can sign up for early bird specials for our major featured guests, Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda-Bolan, Ubaka Hill, Naomi Tutu, and Imsara. And we even have a registration special early bird for the whole conference. All this, and you'll be able to register next week, probably beginning Wednesday. But all the events are listed so you can go view it. And if you want to receive a brochure, please email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org and leave your address, and I will mail you a brochure. So I am the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And it's a book that's about our conference and shares a lot of stories and art and poetry from participants and from our presenters, and you can purchase that book at www.womenofwisdom.org. Well, thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.